But essentially, it's just a jail annex. They're looking at turning it into a facility for the homeless to force them to go there, pretty much either go there or to jail. And we're very concerned about it as a human rights issue. And, you know, it smacks of, you know, what we saw with some of the immigration jails or, you know, the internment camps in the 40s with Japanese. We just have grave concerns about it because, A, to force someone to go there is a human rights violation, and, B, to put someone even close to a jail or a jail, you know, jail annex, turning it into a homeless shelter and making it look all nice and pretty still doesn't change the fact that it's part of the jail facility. And we think it further criminalizes the homeless community.
Didn't they mention they wanted to address the fact that people transitioning from prison would be intermingling with people who, you know, are homeless for other reasons?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's grave concerns about that, too. We don't know what the jail population they're talking about that's going to intermingle, you know, with those in the homeless community. And there's going to be women at this shelter as well. And they're not going to be offering a lot of facility. They're, you know, basically still going to have to sleep on the floor and have cold food. And maybe if they behave, which is treating them like animals, in essence, you know, Pavlov's dogs, if they behave, then they'll be able to move to a nicer place. And it's just the whole concept. It is very, very almost creepy and science fiction-like, you know, akin to something what the Nazis did. And really, anybody who's concerned about human rights should be speaking out against this. It's not even in keeping with the federal government's plan, which is a housing first model. We have hundreds of vacant houses and apartment complexes in Pinellas County. Why are we looking at those? Why are they looking at this? Well, it's simply because the Mayor Foster does not want homeless people visible, especially during tourist season and the holiday season.
So what you're saying is people are going to be forcibly brought to this facility under the current plan?
Yeah, under the current plan, there's a law that states that you cannot, if you are offered shelter bed, you have to take it, no matter what it is. You can't. In other words, if you're sleeping on the street and they offer you a space, you have to take it. It's either that or go to jail or leave. In other words, leave the county.